Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Philly Godfather.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM Sports Grid, Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming it on my Twitter account, X at Philly Godfather. This is the NFL show. We got the eight ball back this week. We got Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. We got the Philly Rooster, Jimmy the Sheep Batista, and World Series of Poker champion Jamie Gold. Now, let's get down to business. Let's not waste any time. We have some Thursday night action. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, who do you like in this game?
Well, this is a tough one. I went all the way back to 2018 looking at Shake and Bake here. And this kid has never won a game where he was an underdog of six or more points in his entire career. He averaged 188 yards in those games. He is not good in big spots, and he's not good as an underdog. I think he's walking into a hornet's nest here with a Buffalo team that needs this win. I don't think it's enough points, honestly. I like Buffalo minus nine. I'd even lay 9.5 in this spot. I think they got to come back with a strong performance, and Allen and Diggs are going to be on fire.
Let me go to 8-ball next. 8-ball, what do you like in this game?
I love Buffalo. I mean, they're coming off an embarrassing loss to New England. Tampa Bay dealing with some injuries. And Josh Allen is 5-0 in his career on Thursday Night Football, which tells me they play good in their game plan on a short week.
All right, let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids, one of my lead handicappers at thephillygodfather.com. Matt, you like a side or a total in this matchup Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, today Buffalo was 9, 9.5. You can still catch a 9.5 out there. I think they're the right side. Buccaneers, you know, Rooster laid out some good points. So did the 8-ball, but I mean, the Buccaneers, look at that inactive list. We're looking at Vita Vea out. We have some other guys out, O-line, Matt Filer. So you have some guys out for this Buccaneers team, some key guys, especially Vita Vea on that defensive side, defensive front. And if they're not able to get in and pressure on, you know, Josh Allen might take off and he might have a game. So I really do like the Bills here, minus 9, 9.5.
Let me go to Jamie Gold. Jamie, you like the side or a total in this matchup?
You know, I kind of agree, but the only thing that I am willing to do on this game is Jimmy's favorite teaser. I am teasing
Jimmy, where you at?
I am teasing the Bills at 2.5, and then I like it with the Ravens at 2.5. Or if you just want to stay on the game, I would do the Bills in the over. The over is so low that I think, you know, you tease it down to I think we got maybe down to 36 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 43.5 down to 37.5. You know, they never tease totals in the NFL, but yeah.
Hey, like, stop Jamie.
Who do you like, Jimmy? You like anyone? You like a side or a total here?
You know what? I think I know you guys like the Bills, but I can only bet Tampa Bay here. So I'm seeing 10-20 now at Chris. If I could grab an 11, I would taste a dog at plus 11. With Rooster's math assessment and everything, and you know, I'll give him credit. He has some good information. He has some good information on USC last week and everything, but I'll take the 11 if I can grab 11. And that's my only – I would only see the dog. Did I bet it yet? No, I didn't. I'm hoping that it goes a little bit higher.
Rooster, I mean, let's be, Tampa Bay's offense doesn't scare anyone. I think they're 26th in points per game, 23rd in total yards, 29th in rushing. They're tied for 28th in red zone TD percentage. And like you said, Baker Mayfield, prime time, big spreads, never comes through. And he's a little banged up. Godwin's a little banged up. I mean, Godwin's what, 50% of their offensive receiver production? I think you're on the right side here, man. Does anything scare you about the Buccaneers in this matchup?
Well, if they get off to an early lead, I think Buffalo could crumble like they have done. I mean, they're not the team we thought they were. Allen hasn't been the quarterback we thought he was, and he seems to be healthy, unlike a Burrow, who we kind of have an excuse for. But I don't think so in this spot. I think this is a good spot for Buffalo and a really bad spot for Tampa Bay.
Do you like him in the first half, laying 5.5 or 6?
Yeah, I do. Anything less than a touchdown, I like in the first half. So, I think I do like that as well. I didn't look at the first half.
Yeah. Let me go to Mammal Peppers from the top. What's that?
You know what's something to point out is the Buccaneers, I mean, when we look at the teams they versed and the offenses they versed, I mean, they have to hold teams to 17 points or under, first of all, to win the game. And we look at the opponents, I mean, like they lost to the Eagles, obviously a good offense, right? They lost by more than 10. Lost to the Lions, a good offense, lost by more than 10. I mean, when they versed Falcons, they lost by 3. You know, this Buffalo offense, nonetheless, despite losing last week against New England, you know, they still have a dangerous offense. And to hold that team to 17 points or less, that's going to be a tough task for this Buccaneers team. So that's another point I wanted to add as to why I like Buffalo.
Yeah, and you bring up the Falcons. I mean, they gave up 401 total yards to Atlanta, and Atlanta ranks 17th in the league in the yards per play metric. So it's not like they're an offensive junk.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And now, like Rooster said, you got a bounce back game for Buffalo here. I mean, they got to keep pace with the Dolphins. If they gave up 400 yards to the Falcons, what are they going to give up tonight to Buffalo in Buffalo? So, yeah, I think Buffalo's the right side. Lane, first half, 5.5. I laid 9 on the game as well. So I think Buffalo's the right side. We're going to come back in our next segment. We're going to break down the 49ers, what happened to that team. We're going to give out some more college football moves. We'll have Dave Mason back on from Bet Online, and hopefully Pro Football Doc can jump on as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back for our next segment of the Sports Betting Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. Joe, do we got Pro Football Doc in the back?
Well, and Godfather, before we move on, I wanted to ask you, we're doing our pick'em for Underdog Fantasy tonight.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, you know, they're running a special where they allow us to choose. This is an automatic choice. Everyone can take Josh Allen at over a half a yard for total yards tonight. So you automatically get that. You only have to pick one more to win three times your money. So would you take higher or lower on Baker Mayfield, 231 passing yards tonight?
I would take under. Wouldn't you, Rooster?
Under. He averages
lower.
Game lower. He's an underdog is six or more. Go under.
So lower. Go lower.
Your money tonight if you take that under and it wins under 231 Baker Mayfield, and we win three times our money on Underdog because they're basically giving it to us that Josh Allen is going to have more than half a yard tonight.
Well, the option is higher or lower, right, Jamie? So it's lower.
Higher or lower?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like the lower. I like lower though.
And we'll probably go higher on half a yard for Josh Allen tonight.
Absolutely.
It depends. If Baba goes higher, you go lower. He'll get struck by lightning on the first play.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Why don't you just put it into a teaser, Rooster? Just put it into a teaser. You'll be fine, all right? You know what? You want some Penn State plus 6,000 to one right now? I'm so excited to be asking. Does Rooster want any plus 6,000 on Penn State?
We're on the pro show now, Baba. We're on the pro show. Try to keep them separate.
Right, do you know the difference?
I'm sorry, Rooster. Our fan base texts at all times.
Do you know the difference?
You know the difference between a winner
let's
and
keep
a
moving. Let's keep it moving. All right, let's go. Let's talk a little bit about the 49ers. They've lost two in a row. 2 weeks ago, they were supposed to be the greatest NFL team in history. Now they've
can
dropped
you guys
two
hear
in
me?
A row. Yeah, we hear you, man. Yeah. Now they dropped two in a row, and they're only 3.5-point favorites at home versus a very hungry Bengals team. Let me go to Matt Maltepas. Matt, are the 49ers still the best team in the NFC West? You think if Seattle beats Cleveland, you think they can maybe change your opinion on who's the best in the NFC West?
Matt, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can't hear PGF, I don't know.
Well, you can't
can you hear me?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, so, Matt, we're just asking, what's your opinion on the San Francisco game, Bengals?
So, the San Fran game, I mean – San Fran, where they lay in 2.5 first half, full game is about, you're looking at a number of 3.5, 4, total of 43.5. That got steamed under. This is a little bit of a tough one. I know April has an opinion on this one. So I'm going to defer to him and let him take the reins on this one.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Mute.
April, we can't hear you.
All right. Stevie Wonder for a second.
I got you.
San Fran's lost two in a row here.
He's like a mime.
So we can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you now.
Rock Purdy's out this week.
We're going to call this the Can You Hear Me show. Jesus.
Is this a Verizon commercial? What the hell is going on?
Can right, you so see me now?
That's our new sponsor.
I like the Bengals here.
All right, you like the Bengals.
I like the Bengals here. Bengals
yeah, we're talking about the 49ers still the best teams in the NFC West. Come on, we got a show.
I certainly am not seeing them as the best team of all time anymore. I'm very disappointed, but I'm not giving up on them. So I think we can come back. I'm not taking them this week. I'm staying off the game. But I'm just going to kind of wait and see, you know, what happens with the injuries. And I still think they can win their division. But I'm really disappointed with what's happened in the last couple of weeks.
But let me go to Rooster next. Rooster, are they still the best team in the NFC West? Or you think that Seattle has a shot to overtake them?
I mean, Seattle definitely has a shot to overtake him, especially with this Purdy concussions thing. The line is actually creeping up a little bit, which tells me it's probably a good sign for Purdy. But Darnold's not that big of a drop-off. I think this is a close game either way. The Bengals haven't been the same Bengals. Burrow does not look good. I think he's still injured a little bit. They have some other injury issues. I see the 49ers with a bounce back game. With Purdy, I like -3, -30 in this game. With Darnold, I still lean that way. It's probably a no bet at that point because I don't know how Darnold will play his first game, but he's a talented quarterback. That is not a big drop off from Purdy to Darnold.
What if Trent Williams doesn't play? I mean, he's banged up. He may not play. Darnold might be seeing ghosts again, right? I mean, he's a little shell shocked. What happens then?
Yeah, he could be. That's another issue. They do have other injuries, but they're a pretty stacked team. I mean, they have a stout defense. They're going to get some pressure onto Burrow. Burrow's going to be running around a little bit. He, like I said, he's still injured. He hasn't been the same quarterback.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I still think the 49ers are the class of that division, and I lean them this game. Like I said, I'm going to wait and see what happens with the injuries, but still lean Niners.
All right, you're listening to the Sports Betting Show on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, and Jacob Sports Media on YouTube. We're live streaming it on my Twitter account, @PhillyGodfather. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we're talking about the NFC West, the 49ers. Are they still the beast in that division? Can Seattle maybe creep up and maybe overtake them? But I want to switch it over to the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles have been so dominant, but yet their odds to win the NFC East, to win the NFC Conference and the Super Bowl haven't changed. I mean, they're still the same, regardless of how good they've looked over the first seven games of the season. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, these odds aren't moving. They're not changing. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC?
I think they are, and I'm not surprised the odds haven't moved because they haven't done anything kind of like the 49ers to fall apart. They were expected to be the best team. They were in the Super Bowl last year. They could have won that game easily. They had low odds to begin with. They still have low odds because they've done nothing but perform. I changed my mind after hearing 8-Ball and Babat last week. I bet Miami. I went to the window to cash my ticket because they said it was guaranteed money, and they threw me out of casino and said I must be a lunatic.
Rooster, yeah, they'll never throw you out of the casino.
Eagles have – stop talking about college now, Babat. You're deviating.
All right, so Rooster, we got Dave Mason on from Bet Online. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we had thank God you jumped on. Rooster and Sheep were going at it.
Those guys are always going at it, man. I hate this. I wonder how they were 20, 30 years ago, man. I mean, you always trying to break in these fights or something? I mean, when they're younger and in shape, I mean, good Lord.
Rooster was never in shape.
I knew that was coming, Jimmy.
I got pictures of Babat back then. Believe me. You want to see?
Yeah, I was 320 at one time, you know.
Oh, I know.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
All right, let's break down some bet counts, some percentages, where the sharp action's on, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to Thursday night, Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Line's creeping up, right, Dave? It's up to 10, 43.5. Which way are the sharps betting it, side or total?
Yeah, we're at 10-43 at this. Yeah, just got bumped up from 9.5 not too long ago. Open 9-42. 53% of bets are on the Bills, as well as about 58% of the cash. Some sharp on over 41.5 and over 42.5.
Wow, they're expecting some points. Surprisingly, this two good defensive teams. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Saints at Indy. I don't know. They opened up, a pick. It's up to 43.5 on the total. Which way is the line moving? Is there any steam on the side or a total? Which way the sharps are betting it and the recreational bettors?
Yeah, we opened Colts minus 1 and 41.5. It's currently Saints minus 1 and 43.5. Sharp, Saints, pick or better, over 42.5 or less. 65% of the cash and 54% of the bettors are on the Saints as well.
All right, let's go move down to the Jags. I see a line of 2.5 and 42 against the Steelers team that just keeps finding ways to win. Which way are the sharps betting this, and which way is the public betting?
Yeah, we're at 2.5 and 41. Open Jacksonville 1 and 41.5, 64% of the bettors and 70%. Oh, no, sorry about that. 64% of the cash and 70% of the bettors are on the Jags. Sharp plus 3 a little bit. A little bit, It wasn't much, man. It wasn't, just that. That's it we've seen so far. So, yeah.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board. You got the Texans laying 3 at Carolina. You got a Carolina team that nobody wants to bet on. Which way is the line moving? And is there any sharp money on the side or a total?
Yeah, we're Texans minus 3 and 43.5, open 3.5 and 42. 58% of the cash and 71% of the bettors are on Houston. Sharp, Houston minus 3, minus 110 or better.
All right, next game everyone talking about in Philly. Philly against Washington in Washington. Lines up to 6.5 and 43.5. Which way is the market moving, and where are the sharps bet?
Yeah, we're at 7 minus 105 and 43.5. Open birds minus 6, 44.5. 70% of the bettors, 55% of the cash is on Philly. Sharp under 44.5.
Now there's a lot of games this week with high spreads, like Philly. You got Buffalo, you got the Ravens, you got a bunch of games. Are you expecting a lot of teaser money to come in this week?
Man, absolutely, man. Those the Kansas City that will get teased down. Cowboys 6.5, Birds 7, Ravens minus 9 out of the All that's going to just get teased down. Detroit, Monday night, every teaser on planet Earth will be keyed on that Monday night at 7.5, man. Yeah, it's going to be a big teaser and a money line parlay whenever you get those two. People love to money line parlay and all those. So it's amazing just how much more you get more cash on those teasers and money line parlays than you do on the straight bets. It's everybody's doing them, man. They love them when you start hitting those numbers, like right around there, you take so much more cash. The higher the spread goes up, the kind of the less money you get on the straight bet. So but people just pile into money line parlays and teasers that much more.
All right, let's go next game on the board. Rams at Dallas. Dallas coming off a bye week. 6.5, 45 in the market still.
Yep, 6.5, 45.5. Open 6 and 46. 54% of the cash, 53% of bettors on the Cowboys. Sharp Dallas minus 6, two way on the total, over 45, under 46, a little bit, not too much.
After the Patriots upset the Bills last week, they traveled to Miami this week. Are you seeing a lot of public money on the Patriots right here? I know Miami's, 8.5 for 46?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot, but that's the public side as of now. About 58% of the cash is on the Patriots. About 56% of the bettors are on Miami, though. So we did take some sharp action on New England, plus 10, open 10 and 47.
All right, next game on the board, Minnesota at Green Bay. Which way is the line moving? Where did it open up at, and where's it at right now?
Open Green Bay minus 1 and 43. Currently Vikings minus 1.5 and 42. Cash at 50-50, but 65% of the bettors on Minnesota. Sharp on Minnesota pick and under 43.
All right, let's go to the Chiefs laying, I think a short number here, laying 7 on the road at Denver. Total is 46. Which way is the sharp money at, and what are the public doing here?
Yeah, it's 7.5, 46. Open KC 8.5 and 46. 6. 58% of the bettors on KC, but 70% of the cash is on Denver, and that has a lot to do with some sharp money on Denver at plus 8.5 or more. I think all that, but like I said, you know, that's going to be, Chiefs going to make so much teaser money on them, so who knows what we'll need come Sunday.
Whoa. Be nice, Dave. Don't upset Jamie.
All right, let's finish up with this Bengals game at San Francisco. You got a banged up 49ers team. Not sure who's playing and who's not yet. Still 3.5 and 43 now?
Yes, it is. Open San Francisco 6 and 46. We know why that's dipped down a little bit. 59% of the cash and 62% of the bettors on Cincinnati. Some sharp on Cincinnati, plus 5. A lot of that was, you know, quick to respond to the injury news. Under 46 as well.
All right, Dave, I want to thank you for coming on. Dave Mason from BetOnline. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media and any promos you got at BetOnline this week.
Yeah, man, follow me on Twitter at Dave Mason, BOL. Come on over. We got some of the earliest openers for the four major North American sports, including football, obviously. High limits, rebet functionality, lots of, if you like promos, if you like bonuses, we bonus on every deposit. So come on over, check out the BetOnline.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
.ag/promotions to see all those bonuses.
All right, thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, if you love fantasy sports, make sure you guys check out underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. They will match your deposit up to $500 at underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN and start making some money. All right, guys, we're going to move on to our next segment. I don't want no one to go anywhere. We'll be right back with some more legendary NFL moves.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. You're listening to SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid on Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on my Twitter account, X at Philly Godfather. Let's talk a little bit about Super Bowl odds. They have changed. They have shifted over the past couple of weeks. Let me go to Rooster first. The Chiefs right now are plus 450. The 49ers are plus 475. The Eagles still at 6-1. No movement on them yet. The Dolphins are down to 9-1. The Cowboys surprisingly still hanging around at 10-1. Bills at 14-1. Ravens at 14-1. Looking really dangerous. The Lions at 15-1. The Jags still at 22-1, which I think offers a ton of value. And then you got the Bengals, Seahawks, and Browns from 25-1 to 35-1. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, at those current numbers, at those prices, who do you like to win the Super Bowl? You got to pick a team.
Based on those, no, I like the Chiefs at plus 450. I think there's some value there, even though they're the favorite. But I like the Jags. I like what you just said. There's some value at 22-1. I mean, obviously, they got to go through the Chiefs to get there, but that would be kind of like the mini Super Bowl for me. Lawrence is turning out to be the guy we thought he was going to be. It's a well-coached team with Peterson down there. They have a lot going for them, and they're on a little bit of a winning streak. It's going to be a tough game this week, but plus 22-1, I like the Jags a little bit.
Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kid. Matt, at 22-1 with the Jags in one of the weakest divisions in football, I mean, are you looking to take a nibble on them, or do you think another team offers better value?
So at the beginning of the year, I know you talked about the Jags having a good record because of that weak division that they're in. And yeah, they definitely have a shot. I mean, especially at the given odds, you have a quarterback now that's blossoming and really coming out of his shell fully. I mean, we saw him last year with that comeback against the Chargers, which was a big comeback. So I think they have a shot. I think Rooster's onto something here. I haven't bet anything on the Jaguars, but it would not surprise me in the slightest if I did see the Jaguars make, you know, some fireworks.
Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, glad to see you back there. Got your internet back working. I know you love the Dolphins. I know you love the Cowboys. Is there any other team on that list that intrigues you if you're looking to place a wager?
I'm still in the Cowboys, still in the Dolphins, still have, you know, high expectations for those two teams. But I agree with Rooster and Matt. I think the Jaguars offer a ton of value. I think they're 5-2 right now. They won their games in London. They came back. They won their game where teams usually come out slow when they come back. And Trevor Lawrence looks like the real deal right now. It seems like they're pushing all the right buttons.
All right, let me go to Jamie Gold, World Series of Poker champion. Jamie, if you had to pick a team right now, who would it be?
You know, I love what I'm seeing from the Eagles. I find them to be really solid now. And the price, though, I would say the Ravens might be offering the best price based on their potential. They usually fall apart in the playoffs. They let you down at the end. But I'd say based on the price, but of course, look, you know, Kansas City is probably the best team in the league at the moment. I would not be surprised if we saw a repeat of last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, you make a good point with the Ravens, especially with the Steelers winning the way they have been winning the games. They've been really lucky. You got a Browns team. We don't know how long Deshaun's going to be out, how long that lingering injury is going to last. And then you got a Bengals team that has been underperforming, and Burrow's starting to look a little healthier. So at 14-1, that's not a bad bet right now on the Ravens. And the Jags, like Rooster said, at 22-1 offers a ton of value as well. Sheep, you like anyone here?
The Lions. I have an opinion on the Detroit Lions. I know they got whacked last week, but guess what? I think they still win their division, and I can always hedge if they make it past the first round.
Yeah, and they also play in one of the weaker divisions of football. So between the Lions and the Jags, they should make the playoffs. You have an opportunity to hedge your ticket, make some free money if you hedge at the right time. The Cowboys, I mean, they're basically where we thought they'd be, 4-2 coming into the bye. I had them losing to the Chargers and the 49ers. But they did lose to Arizona. They beat the Chargers. So they're right there where we thought they'd be. The Eagles beating the Dolphins wasn't, you know, I didn't think that was going to be an easy game. Dolphins did come into the game a little banged up. Eagles were, you know, the beneficiary of a lot of calls that went against Miami. But
none of my friends.
But at 6-1, I don't know if I can bet them. The Chiefs, how do you bet against this team? They just keep outperforming the market. They beat the Chargers team by double digits. I mean, there was sharp money on the Chargers. And they just keep outperforming the market. The 49ers have plus 475 after losing two in a row. They got a tough matchup this week. I'm not looking to bet them either. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Jags and the Lions, like you guys said, probably offer the best value. All right, let's break down some games real quick. Let's go to Jags at Pittsburgh. Jags laying 2.5. There was some sharp money, like Dave Mason said, at plus 3 on Pittsburgh, which surprised me a little bit. The total's at 42. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you like anyone in this matchup?
Yeah, the plus 3 doesn't surprise me at all. Anytime you pop a number like 3 when the line's sitting 2, 2.5, Baba knows. We just grab it for value, figuring you can do something with it later, maybe play a middle on the 3. You know, short money at plus 3 never surprises me, so that doesn't sway me at all. But I kind of like the Jags here. Steelers have been winning these crazy games. They should be losing. They have absolutely no offense. Their defense keeps them in the games. But the Jags are rolling right now. I know they're on the road, but they've proven. I mean, they win 2 weeks in a row in London, come back. It's supposed to be a tough week. I bet against them that week. They, again, outperform the market, cover the spread. I like the Jags here. And, you know, like we just said, they're becoming more and more favorable to me to be in the hunt at the end.
Yeah, and they're starting to gel. And Dougie P's so good at putting good teams together. You saw what happened down the stretch last year. Jacksonville just played lights out. Trevor Lawrence got better as the season progressed. And I think the same thing's happening this year with this team. Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
Yeah, I love the Jaguars. I mean, they've been dominating as of late the last 3 weeks, and that's not a trade I'm looking to stand in front of right now. I think they go to Pittsburgh, they get it done.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Matt Maltemps from the College Kids. Matt, do you have a different opinion on this matchup? Be like a side or a total? Or are you on the Jags as well?
So the only thing that scared me off the Jags still is I know Trevor Lawrence was limited in practice. We'll see if he plays. I mean, I think he'll play. We'll see. We also have offensive guard Brandon Scherff, who was limited, and he's a big guy on the offensive line. So got to wait on those two things before I make a decision on this one.
All right, let me go to Jamie Gold. Jamie, you like a side or a total here?
I'm leaning on the Jags. I agree with Matt that it's important to me whether Trevor Lawrence plays or not. That's you know, that means everything. That's the only reason that I liked him last week against the Saints. But I still didn't bet him because I just didn't know if he was going to be okay. So yeah, if Trevor Lawrence is playing, then I'm on the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not like the Jags here, right, Jimmy?
Excuse me?
I said, how do you not like the Jags in this spot?
You have to bet them.
And you so, Godfather, you like them?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers have some of the worst metrics in the NFL. I mean, if you look at their net yards per play, I think they're ranked like 27th in the NFL. I don't know how they won some of these games, but they're sitting at 4-2. I guess it's good coaching. You know, Tomlin is a good coach, and they've been a little lucky.
Good coaching, and guess what? They don't pay. They're very disciplined teams so far in the NFL. They've only given up 30 penalties. I mean, them and Cincinnati are right there. I mean, penalties add up.
But the turnovers were really, they began lucky with turnovers against the Browns, against some other teams. They can't even get they can't score when they're in the red zone, the Steelers team. As long as Jacksonville doesn't lose the turnover battle here and Trevor Lawrence is healthy, I think they run the ball down the Steelers' throats. I mean, they're allowing 4.7 yards per carry, which is ranked 27th or 28th in the NFL. So the Jags can play a real conservative ball game here, run the ball, pass effectively, and beat a team that shouldn't be 4-2. I mean, I laid the money line on Jacksonville, laid some 2.5. I think it's the right side. Let's go to the next game on the board. You got the Eagles playing Washington. Last time they played, you know, the Eagles got scared. You know, it was a scary finish there. Washington almost pulled it out. If Riverboat Ron goes for two instead of kicking that extra point towards the end of the game never goes to overtime, and Washington could have a chance of winning that game. 6.5 and 43.5 Rooster. You like anybody here?
Yeah, I laid 6.5 on the Eagles earlier today thinking this game was going to go up, and it did. I'm seeing a lot of sevens now. I just think they're not going to let Washington hang around like they did last time. They dominated that game in the first half and then kind of let off the gas and almost really got a wake-up call in that second half. And when they came and scored that touchdown, you're right, they should have went for two. They probably would have won that game. I don't think the Eagles let themselves get in that position. They know they got a nut. After this week, they got a tough 4 weeks coming. They cannot give this game up as a 7-point favorite. And I think they push on the gas in the first half, keep it on. I think they cover 6.5.
Back-to-back division games. They got Dallas up next, don't they?
Yeah, and after that, they got Buffalo and another tough game. I mean, they squeaked out the Miami game. When I say squeaked out, I mean covered easy. And then you get Washington. You got to win that game, and then you turn around, and now it's time to embarrass Dallas.
I don't think that happens this time, brother. What are we betting on that? What are we betting on that? Oh, boy. All right, let's give some love to our sponsor, UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. So make sure you stop by UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. I want you guys not to go nowhere. We're going to be giving out some more legendary NFL moves in the next segment. And we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Grid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid, and Jacob Sports on YouTube. And before we start giving out some more legendary sports betting moves, I want everyone to check out thephillygodfather.com for all your sports betting needs. Sports betting memberships start at just $3 a day, and we're giving out the sharpest information that moves the market. Let me go to Jamie real quick. Jamie, you like anyone in this Eagles-Washington game?
Yeah, I love the Eagles this week. I also like Eagles in the first half. I agree with Rooster. I think they're going to come out firing. And I understand that Washington usually plays them really tight. Last year, there were some really odd games too, you know, that Philly should have just crushed them. I think Washington is really subpar. There's nothing I like about the Commanders this year. And I think that Philadelphia, you know, maybe the best team in the league. You know, it's tough to say that they're better than the Chiefs right now, but they are running, you know, really well, and I think they are going to pound them.
We go sheep with the, I mean, the whole world's betting the Eagles are going to tease them down to basically one or pick them or whatever number they're getting. The ticket count's going to be lopsided. 80% probably the action is going to be on Philadelphia this week. If the game gets to 7.5, you'll see sharp money on Washington plus 7.5.
Absolutely. After Rooster and Goldilocks does their little dance and, you know, tease it and this and that. But the sharp money will be on the Commanders. And I'm going to give you a game, Rooster, right now. Bet them outright. Because the Eagles are going to overlook because they have Dallas next week. Okay? They came off a nice win against Miami last week.
So they're feeling themselves a little bit? You think they're feeling themselves?
They're feeling themselves. And guess what? They're going down into Washington. And they're going to get the balls handed to them. So I'm taking Washington on the money line and the 7.5.
Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, she actually had a little bit of a breakdown of a game for once. Does that make you nervous at all?
His breakdown consisted of absolutely no information as usual. But
all I have to do, Rooster, is cash tickets. That's what we want to do.
Thank you for the breakdown, Babat, but the sharp money is not going to be on the dog here. You're going to find out. The sharp money's already on the favorite. Went from 6.5 to 7 today.
About 10 seconds left, guys.
That does
It moved to half a point, Rooster.
On to a team.
Thank you guys for listening and watching the Sports Betting Show. We'll be back next time.